Welcome back to the Supported CEO Podcast. This week, we're continuing the theme we started last week of having a slow start to the year, because by the time you hear this episode, January will almost be over, and we're still talking setting intentions for the new year and setting yourself up for a supportive and successful 2024. As we mentioned in the last episode, we definitely think of January as a transition month, where we're settling into the new year and slowly setting the foundations for routines we want to establish and goals that we want to work toward. So we're definitely still thinking about our goals and plans for the year over here. We know that for a lot of you, part of your new year planning and goal setting process might include choosing a word of the year, whether you think about it as a guiding word to remind you of what you want to prioritize or focus on, what you want to manifest, or how you want to show up, or something else. But this idea, if you're somehow not familiar with it by now, is that you're choosing one word to focus on and guide you throughout the year.
Today, we want to talk about why choosing a word of the year has become such a thing in the online business space, where this concept came from, and whether we think it's worthwhile to choose a word of the year. We'll also share some of the words of the year that we've chosen over the years, including the ones that ended up being quote unquote successful that stuck for us, and also those that ended up totally flopping that we just sort of forgot about a couple months into the year. This episode is for you if you've already chosen a word for 2024. If that's the case, hopefully this episode will inspire you in a way that helps your word to stick, or you may even decide you want to change your word after listening. It's also for those of you who are still deciding on your word, or even if you've never heard of this idea of choosing a word of the year before, hopefully this episode will help you decide on your word or maybe even try it for the first time. Welcome to the Supported CEO Podcast. I'm Kelly Runkles.
And I'm Jenny Krause. We're on a mission to help entrepreneurs reconnect with themselves and their vision in order to live a life that's bigger than business.
We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get straight into the conversations we should all be having more of. So, to kick us off, Jenny, I want to hear your unfiltered thoughts on this. How do you feel about this whole idea of having a word of the year?
I feel like it's not always necessary. And I feel like people shouldn't feel shame or burden or guilt. Like, if all of a sudden it's January 2nd and everybody's sharing like word of the year, and then it dawns on you, like, I haven't even thought about this. Oh my gosh. Like, what's my word of the year? So I don't think it needs to incite any panic if you don't have one. It's something I feel I personally haven't given any thought to in the last couple of years. And if I could retroactively give myself a word of the year for the last 2 years, it would probably be burnout. So
yeah,
that's kind of where I'm at with it. But I have had words of the year. I mean, now I've been an entrepreneur for over 10 years. So there's definitely were seasons of my life where I had words of the year, and then there were years I didn't think about it. And this year I did think about it, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. But how do you feel about having words of the year?
Yeah. I mean, the years that I have had a word of the year, it's definitely been hit or miss. I've had a few, and we'll talk about this more as we get into the episode. Like, I've had a few that have like really stuck, and I felt it was actually like useful to have that word as sort of like a guide and reminder of like what I was focusing on or what was important to me throughout the year. And then others, it's been like, it has felt, we talked about this in the last episode, around like a lot of different things around the start of a new year. Like, it's felt a little bit, honestly, like performative, honest, like around similar to like the New Year's resolutions that we choose and then fall off on within a month. So I've definitely had like, it's been hit or miss for me, but I definitely have felt that like, pressure is probably like too
strong
of a word.
Yeah,
too strong of a word. But felt like, oh, this is just like one more thing that I'm supposed to do is choose a word of the year. And when I've approached it with that attitude or with from that perspective, it like, of course, hasn't stuck. But when I've gone about it with a little bit more intention, I've seen much more success with it.
Yeah, for sure. I think like being able to sit with it, like if I see it showing up in my journaling for myself of like, I'm consistently talking about something that I want to be intentional about, I could probably easily go back and be like, ooh, there's something that's repeating to me that's calling out, this is important. And I could identify something like that.
Yeah, I think that type of approach where it's like you're seeing themes in your journaling or like what you're focused on just naturally of like, okay, this is like a clear theme that like is revealing itself to be important mm-hmm. to me through what I'm writing. That type of word, I think, is going to have a much better chance of sticking.
Yeah, and I think at the new year, sometimes the word of the year, it puts pressure on like everybody else has their shit together. And then like, I don't, you know, I mean, you just see everybody talking about it.
Yeah.
And again, it kind of goes back to that kickoff to the new year, to the races. And you and I, even before we started working together, we both had the same approach to that, which we talked about in last week's episode, but to just reiterate it of having a slow start to the year and like looking at January as the time that we're setting our intentions, we're setting our goals. And I know that I won't be successful if I'm trying to do all of the habits that I'm trying to set in place for myself this year the first week of January. It's like I got to stack them up week after week and fill them out. And, you know, so that way, hopefully by February, I have a chance at being successful at it throughout the year. So that leads me to ask you, where did the word of the year concept even come from? Do you know?
Yeah, so I went down a rabbit hole getting ready for this episode because I was curious. Like, you know, as long as I've been in the online business space, which is since 2017, it was just a thing that everybody did. You know, like I it was like a very established thing. So I like didn't know where it came from and tried to find out. So I kind of went down a rabbit hole of like looking and trying to find like who started this thing. And it was really hard to find anything concrete. I did find one company, I think they call themselves One Little Word, that like their whole kind of concept is around the word of the year. And that was the only thing I could find that was like a little bit more concrete, but I don't know that that was the original. That was just the only thing I could find that was like really doing a deep dive into that, that concept. But most of what I was finding is like dictionaries, like Oxford Dictionary, Merriam-Webster, like they will do a word of the year at the end of the year. So like for 2023, they just released their word of the year, like, you know, in December. That's more about like summarizing what happened over the course of the year, okay, rather than like the intention that you're setting for the new year, which is like the concept we're talking
about.
Okay.
It's like a reflective word of the year. That's a good take on it. Like, I think, yeah, I would be open to journaling about a reflective word of the year at the end of the year, more than setting one up for the new year. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. I like that. It hadn't really occurred to me, but I do like that idea. So if any of you who are listening are still in that, like, you know, thinking about your New Year's plans, part of my process, at least for making plans and thinking about my goals and intentions for the new year, is to reflect on the previous year. If you're still in that headspace of like thinking about the last year, maybe you want to choose a retroactive word of the year for 2023. I think that might be an interesting practice.
I love that. So I have mine in my head. Okay. I'm giving myself retroactively because I didn't set a word of the year for 2023. But I really feel through my journaling and my reflections, 2023 was really the year like I rebuilt myself. Like I rebuilt myself after burnout. I rebuilt myself through, you know, mental health, you know, depression, and really felt like I really found myself again. Also rebuilding myself from unlearning things, like having detached myself from entrepreneurship. And then coming together with you in 2023 to rebuild a business, but with the unlearnings of the things that I didn't want to bring into this new way of doing business. So far, I'm now bought into the retroactively giving yourself a word of the year.
Okay, I like that. I like that. This might be something new that I think about too. I did choose a word of the year for 2023 for the first time in a long time. So I have to think about what my retroactive word would be. But I think rebuild like makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, for sure. Before we move on, I want to say that I thought the word of the year came from Power Sheets. But I went and found my Power Sheets from 2017. And there's not a page in this book that specifically calls out word of the year. Unless something came in the box with this, like a card or something. I can't remember, but I went through like all the pages of the goal setting in the first pages. And there's not a specific page that calls out word of the year. So I thought it came from Power Sheets and now I'm not sure.
See, and I associated the word of the year with Power Sheets pretty heavily too. If any of you are not familiar with Power Sheets, this is a like goal planning / annual planning system. It's like a physical workbook that kind of walks you through like annual planning, and then you can kind of use it throughout the month. Cultivate What Matters, created Power Sheets. I think the first time that I used Power Sheets was probably like 2018 or 19. And I definitely have that association of like Power Sheets and word of the year. Like I feel that it was, I don't have my
old. Maybe it was in the later editions that I now couldn't find. I've decluttered.
Same. But I had that like strong association too of the word of the year with Power Sheets. So the original source of the word of the year, we're not really sure on, but I think it's one of those things that like wherever the original idea came from, it just kind of got repeated by so many different people that it's just kind of like in the ether of the online business space or just the goal setting space at that point.
Yeah, for sure. And we wanted to have this conversation really because with being a supported CEO and, you know, a lot of our conversations are around wanting to help you avoid burnout, or if you're already in a place of burnout, helping you reduce the pressure that you're putting on yourself and having conversations around like things that maybe we're just doing in business as entrepreneurs because we just think that's what you do. And this is another one of those things that's like Ellie just said, ever since she was an online entrepreneur, all the entrepreneurs that she knew and saw on the internet were setting words of the year. And so oftentimes we don't give ourselves the chance to say, why am I doing this? And is it serving me? And am I doing it just because that's what everybody else is doing? Or am I doing it because it serves a purpose and an intention for my life and my business? And so that's why Ellie and I want to have this word of the year, you know, conversation with you. And it was fun to kind of like go down a rabbit hole. I pulled out, you know, one of my old Power Sheets. And in 2017, I wrote, what didn't work in the past 3 months? Three businesses are not realistic for the life I truly want to have. Yes.
If that is not a sign of the path that, I mean, we were both on that path, but the path that you were on toward burnout, I don't know what is. Like,
I don't know.
Three businesses is a lot.
Yes. I did. I want to say I offloaded one later that year. Thankfully, yeah. Power Sheets did me right by showing me in April. I was already offloading one of those. But now I just own and operate one business with you, Ellie. Yes. Like this
with
is
a partner. So it's not
with a partner.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yes. And I'm living more the life that I want to live now. Took a little while to get there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, can you remember any of the words that you've chosen over the years? And are there any that stayed out to you as like working, you know, like ones that stuck versus ones that like didn't end up sticking?
Yes. So I feel like the three that I could remember did stick with me. I couldn't remember all of my words of the year and I couldn't find like old notebooks or places that I had wrote them in. I'd have to like dig more than I did dig for this episode. But one of my words of the year was intentional. And I probably want to say that was around 2017, 2018. And that really came from, I have to credit my really good friend, Julie Leonard Coaching, who's local to Munich. She's a life coach. And she runs a program all about intentional living. And I did her program that year. And it really helped me start to shift my mindset and my way of thinking that I really had more choice and agency about how intentional I was being about the things I was saying yes to and not. And doing that work with her really helped kind of shift who I became. That work there really started me down a journey of committing to living more intentionally. So I feel like that stuck, and it's probably one of the things that's at the core of who I am now, all these years later, 2024. So that one really worked for me. Patience was one that I found in one of my books that was directly related to the year I became a mother, y'all. It was like, word of the year, patience, please. Did this baby come with patience? It did not. I had to learn. Okay.
Yeah.
And then another year I had a phrase instead of a word, which was lead with love. And that was probably a year that I was leading a community. I used to have a community when I had, when I was working in the wedding industry space. And that helped me stay rooted in the type of leader that I wanted to be, like community leader, like really leading with love, answering questions with love, giving people grace, benefit of the doubt. So I think that ended up kind of becoming like a core value of mine.
I love that. And I love too, that you chose a phrase. I think that that's really a cool way of like kind of making this process your own, kind of like mm-hmm. we were talking about, like you get to pick and choose which of the different like goal setting and intention setting practices you want to use. And you can take anything that's out there and adapt it to what's going to work for you. So like if having a phrase rather than a word makes more sense, or even choosing like a word for each quarter, or like however you want to like take this idea and make it your own, I think is super cool. So I love that lead with love idea.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you getting to the end of most days feeling drained and depleted, then starting the next feeling like you're already behind? Maybe you think you have a time management problem, or that you need a new planner or organization system to help you stay on top of it all, but really, you just need to get some things off your plate. If you want to stop feeling like you're constantly behind and actually increase how much you're able to accomplish and how much energy you have each day, it starts by focusing on your capacity rather than your time and to-dos. And we've got a free 20-minute training that will help you do just that. We've cut the fluff and condensed this content into an all-value, no-pitch training for busy entrepreneurs like you, and it will help you identify and address the top two things on your plate that need to shift in order to increase your capacity and get some relief from your overfilled plates. Get instant access to the free 2X Your Capacity training now at supportedceo.com/capacity.
So what about you? Do you have any words that you can remember that you've stuck with, not stuck with? Yeah. I definitely had some that I didn't stick with. I just couldn't remember them because they didn't stick with me. So I just want to let anyone listening. I didn't mention them because I can't remember them.
Same. Like I've definitely had a few years where I kind of like sort of flippantly chose one that like I was like, okay, this will be my word. Like I think I've chosen like trust, I've chosen growth, I've chosen like words kind of along those lines that almost felt like a like, this is probably what I should focus on this year.
But did we really
intentional.
Did we all choose the word scale at some point?
At some point, probably. Yeah. So the ones that really stand out to me, I know one year I chose imperfect as my word of the year because, and this kind of followed what you were saying about like looking at your journals and looking at like themes that are coming up in your journaling and in your, and like what's truly coming up for you. Like I was just like noticing a theme of perfectionism in a lot of what I had going on at the time, and was starting to recognize that it's taking, like it was holding me back. And so I decided to make, this was like maybe 2018 or 19, like make it a year of being committed to imperfection, like committed to taking imperfect action, of just like moving forward, taking action, and then like learning from it.
I love that.
I think this must have been 2019 when I chose that word, because then I remember going into 2020, I chose refine as my word for the following year. So it was like going from a year of taking a lot of imperfect action to kind of like bust through that perfectionism I was feeling, going into the next year thinking like, okay, this is the year I'm going to take all that imperfect action that I was taking and like really refine and like be more intentional about choosing like which pieces stay, which pieces go. And I was in a very different headspace at that time, at the beginning of 2023.
Was it partnership? Was that your word of the year for 2023?
It was not partnership. But retroactively, like that might be the word that I would choose. So I was in a very different headspace because I was, you know, I had closed down my business at that point. I was working like in a job and had no real entrepreneurial projects or anything going on. I was sort of, I mean, we clearly ended up coming back to entrepreneurship, starting Supported CEO in 2023. Like, if, go back to some of the early episodes of this podcast if you want to hear the story there. But I was not really thinking from an entrepreneurial place at all. I was just thinking about like, what do I, like Ellie the human, want my word of the year to be? Not about like what business goals am I working toward that I want to have a word that I'm like intentionally choosing for. And so for 2023, I chose cozy as my word of the year. And that was like, if anybody's like not sure what your word of the year should be, I highly recommend cozy. It was a great
cozy word. Yes. Yeah. Great I word. Want cozy to be my word this year.
Cause really like that's kind of what I was thinking is like, one, a lot of like the healing from burnout work that I had was already like very deep into at that point was around like learning how to rest. That's a whole conversation we could have on the podcast at another point. But like by that point, I had gotten to a place of like really like being able to appreciate rest. Because I think for a lot of us, like when we're in the like hustle of like just go, go, go in our businesses all the time, slowing down to rest can actually feel really uncomfortable. And I had like kind of unlearned a lot of that. And I was getting to a point where I was like, I really, really enjoy just resting. I really enjoy just like laying on the couch with my cats and a book. Like that's what I enjoy doing. And I want, like, it started with like, I want to make my living room cozier so that this is like a cozier feeling space to do this.
And which it just, is like, cozy. I have now been on your couch with your cats. Yes.
And that was like toward the end of 2023 when I've been like working on making my house cozier for the rest of the year. Also prioritizing my time and like how I schedule my time around like making sure I have time in my schedule for these like cozy times that are important to me.
Ooh,
and so that was just like sort of my like guiding word. So like there were definitely things about like having this as the guiding light, I guess, for the year that wasn't just like always prioritizing this like soft, cozy time or whatever.
Yeah.
It was also thinking about, just as an example, what systems do I need with like our meal prepping and like our like groceries and like things like that that are happening on a weekly basis so that I'm not constantly spending my evenings thinking about like what do I need to make and like spending a lot of time cooking, like so that I can prioritize more cozy time.
Yes.
So like that was kind of the intention behind it. And that way of approaching the word of the year more from like just a personal, what do I need perspective, I think that's why it worked so well.
Yeah. I agree. I love that. And even too, like if you want to have a word of the year that's related to business, now that you've just explained that, I would really recommend everybody to choose two words to think of. Like if you want to have like one that's goal oriented, focused on what you want to do with your business, but encourage you to also use one just for yourself, the human. Because as two people who have gotten lost in entrepreneurship, it can often feel that like you were just one person combined of like all of me was entrepreneur Jenny. And I think we talked about that in one of our earlier episodes, Losing Yourself in Entrepreneurship. That's the title of it. Go check that one out. But really realizing that when you are growing a business and you're passionate about a business, a lot of times you can lose yourself in that business, and the importance of holding space for who you are and what you need as an individual. And that's exactly what you just explained with intentionally choosing cozy. And I love that. So I think like every year that should be something of like, I want to choose cozy as part of something I'm doing. Cause I love that you explained that made me think of other things, or sorry, that made you think of other things of, well, in order to have cozy time, like I got to think about meal prep. I got to think about, you know, grocery shopping differently. So I really love that. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. And I think that like that idea can also be applied to business. So like if you root your word of the year in like, what's truly like gonna, what do you truly want? Like you, the human, not the business, what do you truly want in your life? Like that was a word of the year I could root back to and like feel really good about like, yes, that is like a true desire that I have. So any decisions that I'm making are filtered through like what's going to be supportive of that desire. And sometimes that's like things that aren't particularly like fun or exciting or easy, but when it's coming from doing this harder thing or doing this, like figuring out this thing is going to support the, whatever your word of the year is, that something you truly value and desire, that's going to make it stick more. So like thinking about what you personally want and how that influences how you're showing up in the business, I think is helpful too.
I love that. Okay. So I think the last question there is for us to answer for the audience, anyone listening, you might be thinking, are we choosing a word of the year for 2024? So what about you, Ellie? Are you going to choose a word of the year?
I am. I've been like noodling on this really since like the end of last year, like December of last year. I used January as a transition. So I've been kind of like thinking about it throughout the month, but I think what I'm landing on is solid for 2024. And that kind of ties in. It's like the evolution of cozy. I feel like feeling like I've got a solid foundation in just in like a lot of personal things, as well as in the business, feeling like I'm approaching things from like a solid, like there's grounded, I think fits into the word solid for me. I think it also fits into some of the like health goals that I have. Like I want to feel solid, like in my body, like strong, you know, like in my body. And it also, I think represents to me like something that's solid is like not going to be moved, like not going to be shaken by like the things that come up in,
yeah,
that like get thrown at you day to day. So that's kind of, yeah, that's really like the root of it, is like feeling solid in like who I am, what I'm doing, like the foundations that I have set for myself, and not letting myself get blown off course.
I love that.
What about you?
I think I'm going with two words that love complement that. Each other.
Breaking the rules.
Yeah, breaking the rules. Rule breaker over here, always. Yeah. The first one would be strength. I want to just really prioritize my physical strength, also mental strength. And that's something that is just important to me, of just my health and well-being. Then the next one is commitment. And I have some personal projects that I'm working on that I just want that to stand as a reminder of like staying the course, keeping the commitment. And that's like also with grace, of like a reminder of, if you fall off for a week, if you fall off for a month, like that doesn't mean that things are scratched. That means you're just committed. Like you're committed, mm-hmm, to starting and getting back on the horse. Yeah. So those go hand in hand together. And that's just what popped up and what's feeling good.
Yeah, I love that. And I think we're like thinking in a similar vein of like with the words that we've chosen for this year. It's like they're kind of in the same theme, you know, of that like just like feeling strong, committed, and like solid with like where we're moving forward.
Yeah. And I want us to also be cozy.
Yeah.
So we're gonna add that one back in.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm stacking my words, you know, like cozy is staying, and now the cozy is more solid. Like, yeah, using the word solid again, the cozy is more established, I guess, in my like life and routines. And now we can stack solid on top of it.
Yeah. And speaking of cozy, you know, I really was very intentional this Christmas season of making my house more cozy and Christmassy kind of than ever before. And it brought me so much joy throughout the entire Christmas season. I'm thinking about like, how can I bring, obviously I can't bring the Christmas magic in, but how can I bring that same level of like warmth and coziness that I felt like every evening when I like sat down to read my book, like what can I do now to bring that in? Yeah.
You know, that's actually reminding me, like a year ago, 2023, I was in the very same similar headspace of like, I'd set up my Christmas, we had the Christmas tree, we had the lights, and it like made things feel cozy. And then when I took the Christmas down, I was like, I want that back. And so, you know, I mean, you saw the evolution of that, like when you were here in November, the green plants that we have in the living room, and like, we have like fairy lights that are like up all year that we keep like on the shelves, like a lot of those things, like I added in after taking down the Christmas. So it's like, there's something missing now that this like cozy Christmas spirit is gone. So I totally am with you on like finding ways to like add some of that coziness in. Like,
and your fairy lights, when I was at your house in November, inspired me. And I put fairy lights on my bookshelf in the living room. And then when Thomas, my husband, took Christmas down, he took the bookshelf fairy lights off, and I said, no, those were meant to stay up all year. And he was like,
that's not just Christmas.
You don't have light Christmas lights on. And I'm like, they're fairy lights. Yeah, he didn't understand.
Not the same thing.
He didn't understand. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, we're spreading cozy throughout the year. I love it.
On that note, whether you decide to choose a word of the year for 2024 or not, we hope that this is your most supported year yet in both life and business. And we would love to be a part of that journey with you. So be sure to follow the show on Apple Podcasts or subscribe on Spotify so you never miss an episode. And share this episode with a friend who might enjoy it too. Another thing that really helps us is if when you go to follow or subscribe, if you could also take 30 seconds to leave us a 5-star review. It really helps us to continue reaching others and do more of what we love. Until next time, stay supported.